and thank you for tuning in to Mormon Channel Daily today. I'm Charlotte Kinney. And maybe you have the same problem that I do, where I set too many New Year's goals and I become overwhelmed by all of the good things that I want to do that I actually don't end up doing any of them. And it's sad, but a lot of the time the phrase New Year's resolutions is synonymous with failure. Well, Laura Vanderkam and Camille Preston, who are two leadership coaches and successful authors in their own right, they recently shared some advice on how to maximize your productivity on your goals for 2017. And one of the things that I found interesting is that they said that what holds us back from accomplishing our goals or from being more productive is a constant churn of underlying worry. Vanderkam said that people are often focused on what they want to spend less time doing, but what we really need to do is ask ourselves, what do I want to spend more time doing? Because when we fill our lives with the things that we want to spend more time doing, the things we want to spend less time doing magically take less time. So to do this, there's an exercise that really helps. What I want you to do is picture yourself 1 year from today. So December 30th, 2017. And I want you to imagine that you've just had your most successful year ever for your career, for your personal life, for your family. And if you were to identify what three things you did that made all the difference that year, what would they be? Think about that and write down those three things, and those are your new goals for 2017. And on my mission, I learned that when you set a goal, you need to set mini goals or little action plans in order to accomplish the bigger goal. So with each of these three main goals that you have a few smaller steps written down on your calendar or in your notebook to remind you of what you need to do to accomplish that big goal that you have. For me, 2016 has actually been a really hard, really trying year. There have been amazing blessings and really fun things that have happened and that I've been able to do. But there have also been times that I have felt my faith being put to the test in a huge way. And I'm really looking forward to 2017 and starting a fresh new year with renewed hope and faith and a few goals to help guide me along the way. And I sincerely hope that for each of you as well. We're going to close our episode today with a quote by previous LDS Apostle Elder Richard G. Scott, who just passed away. And he wrote, "Put first things first. Do the best you can while on earth. I testify that the Lord lives. He loves you. As you live worthily and honestly seek his help, he will guide and strengthen you to know his will and to be able to do it." I hope that you all have a wonderful New Year's and a hopeful start to 2017. Thank you so much for tuning into our show this year. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.